John Lewis, a Sussex bowling coach, that's pretty rewarding to see your young bowlers out there taking wickets today.
Yeah, it is actually. They've all worked really, really hard, and they're all continuing to work really, really hard, and they're by no means the finished article. However, they've done really well today, and it's really pleasing to see.
I was saying to Lewis Hatchett that when players go and play second 11 cricket and then come in and, you know, they take wickets, it's good that they're getting rewarded for playing first team cricket.
Yeah, no, for sure. The captain's asked the guys in the second team to make sure they're putting in performances, and both Stuart and Lewis have done that over the previous sort of 2 weeks, and you know, they've come in here full of confidence, and you can see that today by the way they've bowled.
Tell us a little bit about Stuart Whittingham, because lots of Sussex people won't know too much about him. Apart from that, he was born in Derby, funnily enough.
Yeah, very surreal that one. He's a quick bowler. He swings the ball out, you know, and he's got a good deal of pace. He's got a good bouncer. He plays for Roffey in the Sussex Premier League, and he went to Loughborough University. He's been through our academy system, and he's been, to be honest with you, a little bit of a late developer. Someone that I feel I've got a really good relationship with, and he's worked really well with me, and I'm really pleased that he's come out this year and done as well as he's done. He's probably done slightly better so far than I expected, you know, so that's really pleasing. And like I said, he's worked extremely hard in the winter in the gym, and his commitment to his training and his commitment to his cricket is excellent, and he's becoming a good professional.
How important is that, the relationship between you and the player that you're coaching at this age?
It's everything. You know, you get, if you don't get along with your player, the player will feel, I imagine, reasonably lonely when they go through the bad times. In the good times, it doesn't really matter. You know, the player will always feel in good shape. But it's when things don't go quite right and you haven't got someone that you get along with and have a good relationship to turn to, then, you know, that can be really hard for a player. So, you know, I suppose I'm a member of the support staff, and that's my job, is to support and to help and help these guys grow, and use my experience from playing and coaching to make sure that when they go on the field, they've got all the tools they need to go and do the job as best they can.
And as well as Stuart playing in this match, George Garton's played in the first three matches. What have you made of his performances so far?
Yeah, I've been really happy with George. George has bowled pretty much how I expected him to bowl. He's got pace, you know, he swings the odd ball, and, you know, he can reverse swing the ball in, and he bowls a good bouncer. Again, he's an 18, 19 year old lad, and he's very much learning his trade, and, you know, he's played three games so far this season, and, you know, I think this was the right time to give him a little break. You know, he hasn't got an injury, he's just needed a little break to make sure that he's ready to play for the rest of the season. You know, we've got a lot of cricket coming up in very short space of time, and it's important that all our bowlers are able to take the field and perform, and which is why it's so pleasing that Stuart's come in today and Lewis has come in today and done really well. Ajmal's got a little niggle, and George is just having a rest, and it's great to see the squad of bowlers actually performing to their potential.
Is it quite difficult, John, to get that balance right between, you know, wanting of everyone wants Sussex to get back to Division One cricket, but also giving these youngsters a chance?
Well, if we do get promoted, we need the guys to be able to do the job next year. You know, Steve McGoffin is a very, very fine bowler, but he cannot go on forever. You know, so we have to find a way to bring young Sussex bowlers into the Sussex first team to be able to play good cricket for Sussex. You know, and that's pretty much my job, is to try and get these guys ready to take over from the guys that at the top of their game. So the likes of Ollie Robinson, Lewis Hatchett, Stuart Whittingham, George Garton. Unfortunately, obviously, Matthew Hobden would have been in amongst those guys, and it would have been, you know, brilliant to have him around there with these guys as well. So it's you know, a great opportunity for these guys to come and play some first team cricket, and whilst we're still trying to win games as well. So it is a very fine balance, yeah.
I was going to ask you about Matthew Hobden, John. It must have been very difficult for everybody at Sussex, but you must have worked very closely with him.
Yeah, no, I was really fond of Matthew. He was a great man, full of potential, and it's just really, really sad that what happened. And we're constantly reminded of him around the grounds and wherever you go. And, you know, sometimes you just feel like he's just going to come lolloping over with his hurdle that he used to jump over when he's doing his drills, and his foam roller that he used to use all the time, and you feel like he's still here with us, which is extremely sad at times, and you know, it gives you great perspective on life and on the game of cricket. And I think that's something that we can take as a group of cricketers and a group of people, that you know, life is very short and it is only a game of cricket sometimes, and we just need to have fun and enjoy what we're doing.
Final question, John. At the beginning, I described you as the bowling coach. Of course, you're not the bowling coach anymore. You're sort of number two to Mark Davis. How are you enjoying sort of the role being expanded?
Well, it's similar, but different. You know what I mean? So I suppose I get more of a say on stuff around selection and tactics and the day-to-day management of the game, which is actually where I feel my strength is as a coach. You know, I enjoy the technical side of bowling, and I enjoy talking to bowlers and being close and having that individual relationships, but I really enjoy trying to mould games and mould teams and the subtlety and the craft of playing the game of cricket, because that's something that I really love and really passionate about, and I've really enjoyed my first sort of 6-8 weeks and helping Mark. I basically do all the logistics and the rubbish bits that Mark doesn't want to do anymore. Which is you know, an integral part of the day-to-day running of a team. So, you know, I've really enjoyed it. It's been different and it's been fun.